April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 13th. Here is a poet for today. Caroline Crumpacker lives in Red Hook, New York. A bit further upstate, she runs the Millay Colony for the Arts, an artist's residency program and arts center. Caroline was a founding poetry editor of Fence magazine, an editor of the French-American online magazine Double Change, and a contributing editor for Circumference magazine. She is currently a member of the Belladonna Collaborative. She's published the chapbooks Recherche Theories from Etherdome Press, The Institution in Her Twilight from Doozy Collective, and Upon Nostalgia from Belladonna. Her poetry, translations, essays, and reviews have also appeared in numerous magazines and anthologies, including the Talisman Anthology of Contemporary Chinese Poetry, American Poets in the 21st Century, The New Poetics, Not for Mothers Only, and Love Poems by Younger American Poets. Here's a poem by Caroline Crumpacker called Body Property. Body habitation, such as text window, newlyweds, wig shop. Body one, plastic bottle my lover the table. Body two, sovereignty I am crying just a little. Body type, beautiful kerning, eyes, beautiful keening eyes. Within these bodies, anything, she thing, quarter thing, modified. The significance of architecture is premised on the notion that we are different people in different places and on the conviction that it is architecture's task to render vivid to us who we might ideally be. The end of a long, dark tunnel. Pink lemonade tastes good. Your hands feel good. Please maintain. I meet my friend for dinner, and she promises to stop being so upset. Pubis mons, that stray vacationing body. I am so afraid it will spill out. Ex libris unto can't canto. It spills out of every word I say. I am afraid. Neutrality can be a devastating affect. What does she look like outside her formation of her body? What does her non-bodied self look like? What does the non-body self require? Does it adjust? Does it make mistakes? What does she look like outside the symbolic command of her body? Electro-vajazzled, glory-whoring, wants to find a personal companion. Figures that symbolize this terror not through the gravity and pathos of their expressions, but by a look of stupor, faces staring out but not at us, smiling stupidly at nothing in particular. And this is the best scenario, she said, as a means of accepting her imminent non-being. I told her to come back and haunt me, which was a mistake. Tree outside the hospital window, does she still see you? Her last letter was about the tree outside the hospital window. Amazingly, she truly noticed it. Please maintain. She seemed to be resigned to her beautiful body becoming empty. I said, please haunt me in a good way. The more awkward a person is in their body, the more I want to touch them to acknowledge the mirror relations. A man in Texas is acquitted of murder for killing a woman who wouldn't have sex with him. He was, it turns out, retrieving stolen property at night. Stolen sexless nights. There is no time. There is. The living is generally more haunting with their sublime and deadly force. She said in the hospital, "I am still much as you remember me." And only now do I realize, over a year after she died, how incredibly kind it was of her to say that. You heard a poem by Caroline Crumpacker read for the Living Poets Canon by permission of the author. Thanks for your time.